of Parliament, Anita Among, has tasked government to avail the 20 billion shilling compensation offer for Kampala city traders who were affected by floods at the beginning of this year. The matter was raised last evening by Leader of Opposition in Parliament, Joel Senyonyi, who claimed that President Museveni met with the affected traders together with Kampala city leaders, including ministers, and concluded on the matter. Senyonyi, however, says that to date, no single penny has been paid to the affected traders who continue to face similar challenges following last week's flash floods. Among has now tasked government chief whip Hampton Oboa to respond to the matter on Tuesday next week.
And recently we saw another situation of heavy flooding, and the Fendip are saying we have lost more merchandise even before the first promise of compensation has not happened. So we want government to tell us, was it just a mere puff, as we call it in law, that you actually don't intend to do this thing? You're just promising for the sake of it. The traders would like to know. Maybe government could tether in that regard. When is government going to come with a comprehensive plan that we can know about to address the flooding situation in our country? We need to know. Poor drainage, poor planning, if it does happen at all, with the numerous buildings that do come up. We want some kind of commitment from government. Because you also shouldn't be compensating each time again and again. Meanwhile, not even compensated the first time.